Native Solidarity News is a national radio service and part of an international network of information and action in support of Indigenous peoples' survival and dignity. We are all volunteers committed to promoting Native self-determination, culturally, economically, spiritually, and otherwise. Produced at CKUT Community Radio since 1996, NSN is now also broadcast on over 20 stations across occupied Canada. We try to make each 60-minute program as welcoming and challenging to someone who has never heard of the issues as it is to a weekly listener. Each week, you tune in for news and another feature. And this week, we'll hear from Naniki Reyes Ocasio, founder of the Cane Quinto Mundo, a Buriken, or Puerto Rican-based organization that organizes for Taino autonomy. She spoke with Native Solidarity News on the 15th day of her hunger strike to protect the Caguana Ceremonial Center, a sacred site, from demolition. We'll also be talking with Roberto Mucaro Borrero, who currently serves as president and chairman of the U.S. Regional Coordinating Office of the United Confederation of Taino People, the UCTP. The music you will be hearing is a modern version of traditional Taino music with traditional instruments. The artist is Wakokyo Gua Teketa Magwe, also known as the Man of Many Drums.
This is Naniki Reyes Ocasio. We made a decision to take over our sacred, one of our sacred ceremonial grounds. That's one of the most important ones in our island, so that we could put an end to the desecration of our ancestral burial grounds, our sacred sites, and funerary objects.
My name's Roberto Mucaro Borrero, and I am currently the president and the chairperson of the U.S. Regional Coordinating Office of the United Confederation of Taino People. This is an international organization which advocates for Taino affairs throughout the Caribbean and also the diaspora. So we have a big diaspora population in the States as well as populations in the Caribbean.
We have tried to communicate with the government on various occasions, and the various, they lack political will to do anything about this situation, and actually they've given us the runaround when we've tried to engage them in a concrete and a serious dialogue.
A group of our community leaders on the island of Boriken, which we know today as Puerto Rico, took over or reclaimed a sacred ceremonial park. It's called the Caguana Ceremonial Center, and that's located in Utuado, Puerto Rico, or Utuado Boriken. Boriken is a Taino word for Puerto Rico. And Caguana is in the central mountain region of the island, and it's used now. It's a state-run tourist park. It's an archaeological park, and they use that to stimulate tourism into the interior of the island to go to see this archaeological wonder. And but the place has been traditionally for the Taino people, the indigenous people of the Caribbean, and in historic times and all through, you know, our present day, it's always been seen as a sacred site for the people. It was a site of many gatherings and political go-betweens between communities. And so the people there were very concerned about the condition of the park. It's been closed for the past 8 to 9 months. It's supposedly getting renovated, and it really hasn't, much hasn't gone on there. There's been a lot of contractual delays, and the park is in a bit of shambles. And so they decided to use that park, since it was closed, in a peaceful demonstration of reclamation to highlight the lack of recognition of the Taino people and their rights in the island of Boriken, and also to bring attention to this issue of the desecration of sacred grounds, and also the desecration of ancestral remains. And so the folks were there for, since they got in the park Sunday, July 24th, there was about the occupation had two components. There were folks who were inside the park in the actual physical ceremonial grounds, and then there was also another component that was outside the park to help relay messages, and also to provide support and give, for example, press releases to passersby, and to also make sure that there was support from the local community.
During the, we decided that we would select the 25th of July because it is the day in which all of the people in Borinque or Puerto Rico celebrate the Constitution. And we selected this date to highlight the fact that we, our rights are not contained within the Constitution, nor are our rights as part of the general population respected with respect to our expression of our spiritual practices and ceremonies, and with respect to other rights that we have as indigenous people, our collective rights, our rights to be the managers and the administrators of our sacred sites. We put out a press release to the governor demanding that he issue an executive order to ensure our rights as indigenous peoples and to end the desecration of our burial grounds and our ancestral remains and our sacred sites. And we also asked for a constitutional reform in which they would recognize our rights in the Constitution as well. And we have also asked for various other rights as indigenous people in a larger document, which we sent to the governor with all of our legal basis upon which we are relying. When we initiated the takeover of our ceremonial center, when we received no response from the governor, I began a hunger strike with other of our delegation here. Several of the folks have gone off the hunger strike. I now am in my 15th day of a hunger strike, and still there is no response from the government and no serious commitment to engage in a dialogue with us about our rights.